USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote on Thursday to limit President Trump's war-making powers on Iran in the wake of the administration's recent killing of a top Iranian terrorist. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill were briefed regarding that killing, and Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio says if anyone believes President Trump doesn't have a plan,
I can tell you that it's pretty apparent what the strategy is, and that is that Iran needs to abandon any sort of nuclear weapons ambitions, it needs to stop sponsoring terrorist groups, and it needs to stop developing ballistic long-range missiles. And if it does those three things...
How do you get there?
Well, I think, guys, that's one of the reasons why we have relied on economic pressure.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, another record high as the Dow gained 161 points to finish at 28,745. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
As Harvey Weinstein's trial enters its third day, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
Prosecutors and defense lawyers continuing to try to put together a jury for disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein's trial on sex crime charges in New York. Lawyer Michael Wagner says it's not going to be easy given the bombardment of media coverage the case has received.
It's going to be impossible to find a juror who hasn't heard about Harvey Weinstein or hasn't heard about the case, and that's not going to be sufficient reason to get excluded.
Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is playing cynical games by sending off two articles of impeachment.
There will be no haggling with the House over Senate procedure. We will not cede our authority to try this impeachment. The House Democrats' turn is over. The Senate has made its decision.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Senator Elizabeth Warren is unveiling a new bankruptcy plan. With the details of that plan, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren unveiled a bankruptcy reform proposal that would undo many of the legal provisions supported by rival Joe Biden. Warren's proposal would roll back many key aspects of a bankruptcy measure passed by Congress in 2005, which critics have long criticized as tilting the playing field in bankruptcy procedures away from consumers and in favor of banks and lenders. One of the main backers of the bill was then-Senator Joe Biden, whose home state of Delaware is headquarters to many of the nation's largest credit card issuers. The Massachusetts senator blamed its provisions, making it harder for consumers to discharge debt in bankruptcy, for worsening the 2008 financial crisis, citing research showing the bill caused about 800,000 additional mortgage defaults and 250,000 additional foreclosures.
And finally, in USA Radio News for your health, the cancer death rate in the United States has dropped 2.2% from 2016 to 2017, the largest single drop in a year ever recorded. That's according to the latest report from the American Cancer Society. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.